Hey Mark, this is Peter Davidson.
Hey Peter, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Great. Have you got time to work with me now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, great. I know I saw that you made some updates to the web pages. I appreciate that. What I'd like to do is run through a trial order with you.
Okay.
And see if we can do that.
Sure.
Let me check one other thing here. Yeah, the only other thing that I don't think was modified was on the Granite order form. There needs
I
to be
guess,
five lines.
I guess I missed that one, and I've assigned the developer. I was doing the QA about the changes, and I've assigned the developer. He's adding the fifth option too.
Okay. Great. And then on the photograph there, I don't remember. I thought I gave you the
No, you
anyway,
only
I wanted
gave
to.
me about the clay bricks.
Okay, so let's get that picture on the granite brick order form.
Okay.
Let's get that updated, and I'll give you the file or the picture that I'd like for you to put there.
Okay. I'm ready to write down the name of the file.
Okay, let's go with just looking here. Let's go with John Marvin Smith.
John Marvin Smith, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Okay. So I will be updating this picture too. However, what you can simply do, Mark, is that as if we have integrated the payment information and everything, you can try to place an order. Okay, and if the order goes through, you can let me know. But if you face any type of difficulty or any type of issue on the website, just let me know and I'll fix that for you.
Okay, so if I try to order one now, all right, let me just try to do that.
Sure.
Bear with me as I enter some information in. I'm gonna order a brick, a clay brick,
Okay.
and let me just, I'm gonna put in, bear with me a sec, sorry about this. Will you be able to see all of this information?
No, I won't be able to see it, but yes, if the order goes through, I can run to the developer and I can let you know what order you placed from the back end of the website. Because
All right,
the developers
so
have the access on the back end of the website. So once you place the order, I can go and confirm with the developer that whether the order is placed or not, because it shows up on the back end of the website.
okay. All right, so I clicked checkout. Okay, so I'm gonna put my information in here. I just want to do this with you while I got you on the phone. Okay, and then proceed to PayPal. Okay, the so let me ask you this. Are you there?
Okay.
Okay. Yep. So, and this is just for my education. I'm not certain. So it says proceed to PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
And once I do that, I have to log into PayPal to make a payment.
Mm-hmm. We will be activating the option for the debit and credit card too. Okay, so people can pay from their debit and credit cards on the website too.
Okay, all right. So that's what I need. Okay, so I want to pay for this via credit
card, not PayPal.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
let me activate the option for that. Can you hold on the line?
Yes. Yes.
Hey, Mark, you might have received a code of PayPal. Can you please let me know that code?
Where would I have received that?
You might have received on your phone number.
Oh, on my phone?
Yeah, ending with 1871.
You mean as a text message?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there it is. 118580.
118580.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Mark, you there?
Yes.
Okay, Mark, so for the credit and debit card, actually a business account is needed for the PayPal, okay? And we are in the process of creating your business account, okay? So if you can please let me know your last four SSN social security number that is required on the form to build a business account on PayPal. If you can just let me know the last four of your SSN.
Yeah, just talk me through that again now. I'm not quite understanding.
I was saying that to activate the debit and credit card option, which is linked to your PayPal account. Okay, so for that, a business account is needed on PayPal. Okay, but we will be creating that PayPal account for you. And for that, as the developer is right now creating it, so there is a required field of entering the last four digits of your SSN. The social security number, the last four.
Now, I already have a business PayPal account.
Yeah, that was a personal account. So you need to transfer your account to a business account. And once it's the business account, then the debit and credit option will be activated.
Okay, so that's what you're doing now?
Yeah, that's what we are doing right now.
Okay, so 4265 would be the four numbers you're looking for.
Okay, it's 4265.
Correct.
Okay, Mark. So if you can please refresh the checkout page.
Okay.
Now you'll see there are multiple options to pay. If you go to checkout, there will be pay via PayPal, and then credit cards, and then pay later, PayPal. So you'll have multiple options now.
Okay, credit cards. There we go. Credit
yeah.
card. Got it. Okay, that's super.
So now you can enter your credit card number and some dummy details to place the order. And you can check whether the order goes through or not.
Okay, let's see what happens. Thank you. Your order has been received.
Great. Now let me check on the back end that whether the order is received or not. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Mark. So, yes, the order is now received, okay, on the back end of the website. And even, and I'll send you a tutorial video, too, that how you will see that what orders are coming up and how you can refund them the amount if they want, how you can ask them to pay a little or whatever they want. You paid $50, okay? The PayPal fee is $1.69 on a $50 order, okay, which is the merchant fee, which is deducted. And in your account, you will receive $48.31.
Okay.
So I have all the information on the back end. And once the website goes live, we'll send you a tutorial video, okay? And on that video, you can see that how the order is coming up, how you can do the changes and everything. We can do that. David told you that we will be making the changes for you even if your website goes live. But if you want to track orders, you can do that by your own too.
That's great. So you've got all the information from David on the web hosting and making
that website.
Okay.
Exactly. I got the information about the hosting, but yes, he told me about the domain server too, that you already have it from GoDaddy. So if you can please provide me with the credentials for GoDaddy, we can point your domain to our hosting server, and then we can make the website live by changing the picture, which you just told me, and adding the column for the line 5.
Well, so what I did was I didn't go with GoDaddy. I basically I'm purchasing that service from you guys.
The domain
you should
too?
Have the updated information. Yeah, the domain too.
Okay. So you had a word with David regarding it?
Yeah. I talked with him yesterday.
Okay. Let me have a word with him.
Yeah. If you would just talk with him and let me know when it's live and ready to go, I'd appreciate that.
Okay. No problem.
Okay, great.
Anything else for now?
No, if you could just let me know whenever it's up and ready to go.
Okay, no problem. Once I change the pictures and add the column for the line 5, I'll send you an email. That email will be basically the acknowledgement from your side that the website is complete and is ready to launch. So once you acknowledge me on that email, we'll most probably go ahead and make the website live.
Okay, great. That sounds good. You'll be able to get that done this afternoon?
Yes, it will be done by today, day end.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time, Mark.
Yep. Thank you, Peter. Take care.